My name is Dr. Sandra Kaboa. I'm a medical doctor who believes in holistic medicine, and I'm joined today by naturopath and author Margaret Jasinska.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Today's subject is really very, very interesting because, if we analyse the most common complaints and symptoms that patients seek help for, whether it be through their local doctor or on the internet, pain comes up as one of the top three.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So many people are living with chronic pain and it's an awful place to be.
Yes. And sometimes, in all honesty, all we can do is palliative treatment. We can only reduce it. We're not going to cure it. But any degree of relief is worthwhile. And then there are some other painful conditions that are easily helped if you know the cause. So we do have a free ebook on pain, which I think is very good. It's very attractive, has lots of diagrams, lots of references.
Yes, it's very easy to read. It's broken up into sections so you can read the bits that are relevant to you.
Yeah, and it's a holistic approach. So it looks at everything you can do. And even if you're going to a pain clinic in a hospital or seeing a pain specialist, they're often anaesthetists, they don't know everything about natural remedies and they don't know everything about a holistic approach to pain relief. So reading the little ebook is definitely worthwhile. And I think the concept of most types of chronic pain being caused by inflammation is worth exploring because, a lot of people, they'll have aches and pains and headaches and face aches and neuralgia and muscle aches and arthritis, and they think, well, what's causing the pain? Why is it uncomfortable, swollen, hot? So let's talk a bit about inflammation, Margaret, as a cause of most common types of pain.
Yes, that's right, Dr. Kaboa. So, sometimes pain is caused by a physical injury. Maybe you've done something to your back, maybe you have a bulging disc in your spine, maybe you had a fall or an accident. And so, as a result of that, you could be in a lot of pain. However, the intensity of the pain and how long it persists is largely influenced by how much inflammation is in your body. So if your body is highly inflamed, then you're going to be producing higher levels of inflammatory chemicals, and so your sensation of pain will be heightened. And so, even if your pain is caused by something physical that happened to you, just by working on reducing inflammation in your body, by eliminating or reducing inflammatory foods in your diet, by making sure you have more anti-inflammatory foods and nutrients and herbs, we can really greatly reduce the symptoms that you're experiencing day to day.
Yes, that's right. And in our ebook, we look at natural supplements to help with pain. We explore vitamin D, which is a good painkiller and a good anti-inflammatory for musculoskeletal and nerve type pain, even neuralgia. We look at vitamin K, which can help bone pain. And a lot of people with low bone density or brittle bones, osteoporosis, have bone pain. And this bone pain can be helped with a combination of vitamin K and vitamin D. But often you need higher doses of vitamin K. And in Australia, the doses of vitamin K are very low, whereas in America, we're able to find over-the-counter preparations of vitamin K that are over 2,000 micrograms.
Yes, because it's only really just recently discovered how important vitamin K2 is. And so vitamin K1 is found in plants, such as green leafy vegetables, and vitamin K2 isn't found in many foods at all. There's some in liver, there's some in egg yolks, there's some in oily fish and in certain cheeses, but not everyone eats those foods. And ideally, good bacteria in your intestines will convert the vitamin K1 from vegetables into K2, but not everyone's gut can do that. Some people just don't have enough of that good bacteria, either because they've needed to take antibiotics for an infection, You know, sometimes they just weren't born with the right gut bugs because their mother never had them, or they were delivered via cesarean section. So, you know, taking a vitamin K2 supplement can be really beneficial for many different pain conditions and bone conditions, and it's even very good for spurs as well.
Yeah, so bony pain, vitamin K and vitamin D. You may need higher doses of vitamin K than are available in some countries, and it's very, very safe. The only contraindication to vitamin K is if you are on the blood-thinning drug warfarin. But you can always check with your own doctor. But what we find often is that people don't get relief from bone pain until they take the higher doses of vitamin K. Now, another vitamin that helps with pain is vitamin C. And particularly if you have pain in your connective tissues like ligaments and tendons, or you have weak ligaments and tendons, the vitamin C can help to strengthen that and reduce inflammation in those connective tissues. And a lot of people have vitamin C deficiency, so that is a worthwhile thing to try.
Yes, absolutely. Vitamin C can help you heal faster after an injury or, you know, muscle strain, pulled ligament, that sort of thing.
Yes. Vitamin D and vitamin C definitely help you to heal quicker after injury. Another good pain reliever is the mineral magnesium. It can help to prevent headaches of the tension type or cluster headaches or migraine headaches. It can help to prevent painful muscular spasms and cramps. It can improve circulation to your muscles so that the muscles don't build up the lactic acid so quickly and become painful. So magnesium, very good for musculoskeletal pain or headaches. And you have to take it every day if you want to prevent these types of headaches, or at least very frequently. A lot of people forget to take it regularly and they don't get the relief as a preventer. Another mineral that can help is selenium, that wonderful selenium that I have written a book about, Selenium the Great Protector. And it's a free ebook, and it really fascinating. It talks about the history of selenium and how the soils in the world today are increasingly depleted. But selenium is a very good anti-inflammatory, so it can help people with pain due to autoimmune disease.
Yes, that's right. So selenium helps to reduce inflammation in your body because you need it in order to produce glutathione, which is a strong anti-inflammatory agent and a detoxifier. And the thing is that if you have excess inflammation in your body, you go through your glutathione a lot faster. So eventually production can't keep up with need. And so people with higher levels of inflammation or pain or autoimmune disease, they need to make sure they have enough selenium and also N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, and you can get that in capsule form, because both of those things act as a building block to produce glutathione. And so less inflammation means less pain.
That's right. So selenium and NAC work together to produce glutathione, which is like a fire extinguisher. It puts out the fire of inflammation. Glutathione, amazing stuff. And as people get older, or if they have liver disease, they don't make enough glutathione and they get more pain. And just to tell you an interesting story about a lady I saw several years ago, she had chronic headaches. They would come and last 3 or 4 days. They'd go away for 2 days and they'd come back. And they were in the distribution of the trigeminal nerve, which is the fifth cranial nerve, so in the frontal, temporal and maxillary area of the head and face. And she was taking a lot of painkillers, poor thing. And I took a history and I said, have you ever had cold sores or shingles? And she said, yeah, I had shingles in this area, my forehead, and also around my eye, and this is where I'm getting the headaches, but there's no shingles. I said, ha-ha, it's a big clue, because the herpes virus, it never goes away. It's living in the nerves, in the trigeminal nerve, and it reactivates and it causes inflammation in the nerve, and then you get the pain. So I gave this lady a high dose of selenium, around 200 micrograms a day, which is really perfectly safe. It's the protective dose that has been proven to help and be safe in many, many population studies and clinical studies. And after 2 months, she was pain-free. So that proved that this herpes virus was living in her trigeminal nerve and causing these severe type of neuralgic headaches. So, you know, you can get really bad neuralgic pain anywhere in your body if you've got the herpes virus living in the nerve, and selenium is the only way you'll control that virus. It's the viral birth control pill, but it's very, very specific against the herpes virus.
That's amazing, because normally nerve pain is so difficult to treat.
Yeah. Well, this is, you know, the neuralgic pain caused by the herpes virus. It's very specific. I mean, if you've got nerve pain due to a pinched nerve in your back, well, that's different. That's mechanical.
Yes.
And in people with chronic low backache, if they have compression on the nerves and the disc is narrowed, one thing they really should invest in is an inversion table.
Yes, I know. I've been there.
Hang upside down. I tell you, after 10 minutes, you don't feel any pain. You get the traction on the vertebrae, and that takes the pressure off the disc, and the disc is not pressing on the nerve anymore. So that's mechanical pain. So an inversion table is one of the best investments for people with the chronic degenerative disease of the lower back and discs that are compressed, or nerve compression. Good old inversion table. Another thing that we should mention is serrapeptase, which is an enzyme made by the silkworm. And the silkworm produces this enzyme from its gut and secretes it to eat its way out of its cocoon. And in the laboratory, we are able to make this enzyme bioidentical to what the silkworm makes. And we can put it in an enteric-coated capsule and you can take it. And then you will release the serrapeptase in the small intestine, won't be destroyed by the acid of the stomach. Now, serrapeptase is reasonably well known, actually, on the internet, don't you think?
Yes, it's becoming increasingly popular because, look, people are finding out that it works.
Yeah. Well, serrapeptase works for certain types of pain, particularly people with arthritis where there's a lot of spurs or crystals or, you know, rough areas on the joint surfaces. It eats away the rubbish. It's like a garbage collection service. It goes into the joints and the damaged tendons, or the bursa, if you have bursitis, and it'll eat away the dead material there that's causing the inflammation and causing the compression.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So if you've got osteoarthritis in your wrist or your the base of your thumb, or in your fingers, and you've got those nodules or nodes on the joints, the serrapeptase can help to reduce those spurs and nodules and reduce the inflammation and give you a lot of pain relief.
Yes, and particularly for those types of inflammatory pain, for example, bursitis, which can just persist for months and months, and sometimes for 2 years people are still in pain.
Yes.
It's wonderful for just cleaning up the debris that's in the joints.
Yes.
And helping to, you know, give you some pain relief and just increased range of motion of the joints.
Yes, and you might need to take it 2 or 3 times a day initially to reduce the debris in the joints and reduce the size of the spurs. And particularly for the first 3 or 4 months, try and take it away from food, because the stomach enzymes, the stomach acid and the digestive enzymes in your gut that you secrete when you eat a meal would reduce the ability of it to be absorbed from your gut. So generally serrapeptase you take 30 minutes before food or 2 hours after food. Some people just need 1 capsule, some people need 2 capsules 3 times a day. The dose varies a lot depending on how much pain you have.
I normally start my patients off on a higher dose so they can get some good symptom relief quickly, and then they come down to a lower maintenance dose at whatever's needed to keep them pain-free.
Yes, that's a good idea. And some people have found it helpful for migraines too, as a preventative, yeah, because it's anti-inflammatory. Now, another thing we should mention is green lip muscle extract. That can help with certain types of arthritis. I give it to my dog, and it helps him. And so can kelp powder, sea kelp powder, because of its high mineral content. Also, we should mention turmeric, which is a very good anti-inflammatory. Some people find that helpful for arthritis. And you can get capsules that combine the green lip muscle extract with the turmeric. And another thing we should mention is MSM, or what do we say? Methyl sulfonyl methane.
Yes, so it's a natural type of sulfur, and sulfur does some really good things in your body. Your liver actually needs sulfur for detoxification, specifically for phase 2 detoxification. Sulfur is also important for our connective tissue, such as your skin and your joints, and so it's particularly good for joint pain, back pain, muscular pain.
Yeah, tendinitis, RSI.
Mm-hmm.
So a good combination would be your MSM and vitamin C powder in water, and then your serrapeptase capsules twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
If you had tendinitis or RSI or connective tissue inflammation, or even frozen shoulder. Frozen shoulder is where your shoulder can't move in any direction. You can't elevate it, you can't bring it forwards or backwards, you can't put your arm behind your back. So frozen shoulder, painful condition, and sometimes takes a year to go away. Well, serrapeptase can help that, and also the MSM plus vitamin C. Now, we mustn't forget the good old fish oil.
Yes, that's right. There's not much fish oil can't help because it does reduce inflammation really well.
Yes.
And so many people just don't get enough omega-3 fats in their diet. It can be really difficult to get enough omega-3.
Yeah.
You know, the seafood, much of the seafood we eat is farmed now, doesn't come from the ocean.
Yeah.
And unless you're eating a lot of sardines or herrings or mullet, you know, they're not the most popular fish, are they?
No. And the farmed salmon doesn't have as much omega-3 because it's not eating the krill or the seaweed.
That's right, yes. And look, you may be able to find wild salmon, but it can be very expensive and it's just not available in many areas.
People worry that fish oil would be contaminated. That's why some people prefer to eat sardines. But you need a good quality fish oil, don't you?
Absolutely. And there are manufacturing standards, and so it does need to be tested for and purified so that what you find in capsule form is purified fish oil.
Yeah, they remove the heavy metals and the plastics.
Because,
unfortunately the fish has a lot of plastic in it because people are so careless. They don't recycle and they just throw the plastic in the water and the road, and it's very sad. But luckily the fish oil can be processed to remove the impurities, molecular distillation.
Exactly.
It's worth paying more for good fish oil. There's a few other herbs we should mention. Ginger. Now, we mentioned that raw juicing is great for pain relief, and ginger is one of the ingredients you should put in a pain-relieving juice along with your citrus and something to alkalinize you that's green, like mint, parsley, basil, a bit of cucumber, a bit of celery, a bit of carrot. You know, raw juicing can really help with pain.
Yes, ginger's great for menstrual pain and joint pain, I've found with my patients.
Hmm. Oh, by the way, progesterone's good for period pain too.
Yes.
Yeah, we should mention that for the ladies. A natural progesterone cream can help reduce period pain. Other herbs that we talk about in our free ebook are Boswellia serrata, white willow bark, devil's claw, rose hips. So all these things can help to reduce inflammation, and everyone's different. Some people will go, that really worked for me. That was fantastic. And another person will say, it didn't work for me, I had to take that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we cover everything in the free ebook, all the different things that could possibly help you that are natural. We also look at some of the high-tech things you can do, like low-level laser light therapy. Some people find that is very, very good. You have to find a practitioner that does that, the low-level laser light therapy. They have to have a special machine, and some people find it brilliant and doesn't have any side effects. There's things like grounding yourself, getting your body in touch with the electromagnetic field of the earth. Some people swear by that. cycloid vibration therapy. We cover it all in this little book. Another thing that we should talk about is meditation. You know, some people are so stressed that their muscles are always in spasm. They're always tight and the lactic acid builds up and causes fibromyalgia. So things that help to relax you, like learning some meditation techniques to still your mind and get in touch with your inner energy. Also, yoga is very good, Tai Chi, Pilates, swimming, hydrotherapy. Moving is very, very important.
Absolutely. And even if you just do some stretches on the floor in the lounge room before you go to bed and first thing when you wake up in the morning, you know, much of the time we are sitting. And, you know, you can be very stressed in your head but not doing much movement with your body. And so your body gets tense and your muscles become contracted. You become less flexible. So doing something physical, you know, exercise is great. Anything that you can manage, even if it's a 5-minute stroll outside, just to get your circulation moving, get some fresh air, and then do some stretches.
Yeah, and get your physiotherapist to show you a few exercises that stretch your lower back. It's very, very important, you know, just to have that personal me time to chill out and to get rid of the tension in your body. Also, improve your gut health, because gut inflammation will cause general inflammation in your body, which can cause pain. So fermented foods can help a lot, and they're discussed in our book. You can make sometimes your own delicious fermented foods like sauerkraut or kombucha, but thankfully these things are readily available today, aren't they?
Yes, that's right, and they can make a huge difference, because, you know, we talk about inflammation so much. Well, where's the inflammation coming from? Much of the time it's coming from the gut, so that's why work to fix your gut is so important.
That's right. And look, if you have any questions after reading our wonderful free ebook on pain, email us. Feel free to email us. We love your questions. You guys are so intelligent. We like being challenged.
Yeah, absolutely. We get some really interesting questions. So if you're uncertain about something, please write to us.
Yes, email us from liverdoctor.com and we'll get back to you. And we hope you enjoy the free ebook on pain. I think you will. And feel free to share it with your friends. And it was great to be with you today.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.